Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
It makes a real big difference for this mother.
She's absolutely lying. She told me something entirely different at the casket ceremony. She said it was the cause of the video, and that she would get back to me and tell me what happened with my son. She has not only not gotten back to me, but all I've ever heard is that I am not to know because I am not a member of the immediate family.
That's next.
Enjoy yourself, Hillary. They're going to burn you, witch. Politically. Maybe just throw a bucket of water on you.
I'll get you and your little dog, too, my pretty.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
After months of calling the Benghazi investigation a witch hunt attempt to destroy her presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton arrived on Capitol Hill today to defend herself before the investigative committee, where the evidence continues to pour in, indicating without a doubt that Hillary is guilty of obstructing justice, as she has repeatedly done everything in her power to hinder the investigation on Benghazi. Here is her opening statement earlier today on Capitol Hill.
I had the honor to lead and the responsibility to support nearly 70,000 diplomats and development experts across the globe. Losing any one of them, as we did in Iraq, Afghanistan, Mexico, Haiti, and Libya during my tenure was deeply painful for our entire State Department and USAID family, and for me personally. I was the one who asked Chris to go to Libya as our envoy. I was the one who recommended him to be our ambassador to the president. After the attacks, I stood next to President Obama as Marines carried his casket and those of the other three Americans off the plane at Andrews Air Force Base. I took responsibility.
You go to people's funerals, you killed.
And as part of that, before I left office, I launched reforms to better protect our people in the field and help reduce the chance of another tragedy happening.
And look, we've known from the very beginning that she ordered the stand down in Benghazi as a cover for their jihad Muslim extremist takeover of Libya. And I'll never forget the time we had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on the show where, you know, this was shortly after the tragedy. And he said that the attack on the embassy and the death of Ambassador Stevens, to him, it looked like a professional hit job. And who can ever forget when Hillary Clinton first testified before Congress when she had this to say about Benghazi?
Fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Well, needless to say, investigators, the majority of the American people, and the victims' families who lost loved ones during the attacks on Benghazi, well, they weren't very thrilled with that testimony. Patricia Smith, the mother of one of the four Americans who were killed that day, well, she came right out and said it on national television during an interview on CNN where she called Hillary Clinton a liar.
When you heard that, what went through your mind?
She's lying. She's absolutely lying.
Now, we also have some more clips from Hillary Clinton's testimony today, and I think the highlight of the day was the interrogation from Chairman Trey Gowdy, who did a pretty good job, in my opinion, grilling Hillary Clinton on her obstruction of the investigation. And boy, I tell you what, she gave him the death stare the whole time that he was asking her questions. Here's a look at that exchange from earlier today, and also a clip from the Alex Jones Show earlier today as Alex gives us his take on Hillary's testimony.
This committee is the first committee, the only committee, to uncover the fact that Secretary Clinton exclusively used personal email on her own personal server for official business and kept the public record, including emails about Benghazi and Libya, in her own custody and control for almost 2 years after she left office.
Now, when you look at her, that is a true mafia person that's ordered a lot of people killed. And she goes on TV and says, yeah, we came to Libya. We came, we saw he died. Ha, ha, ha. I've been in combat and planes getting shot at, you know, on the ground, all lies. I mean, this is a criminal piece of trash. Oh, look at that. And she just stares like that for minute after minute after minute. I tell you, you got to hand it to Gowdy. I mean, he's going up against the Gorgon.
Hillary Clinton will testify in front of the Benghazi committee. And, of course, she's going to try and spin this as just partisan politics.
Another conspiracy theory.
But let's look at the facts. They lied. One of the first moves the Obama administration made after the Benghazi attack was to contact YouTube in an apparent attempt to blame the attack on an obscure Pastor John video. This is according to State Department documents obtained by Judicial Watch. Later, the administration famously claimed the attack was provoked by another YouTube video.
This is not a case of protests directed at the United States writ large or at U.S. policy. This is in response to a video that is offensive.
You don't really believe that.
Chris, absolutely I believe that, because in fact it's the case.
While they were plotting an enormous lie on the public, former Navy SEAL David Ubin was still trapped on the roof of the Benghazi annex for 20 hours. The Obama administration later jailed the filmmaker behind Innocence of Muslims. In fact, he was the only man who's been captured and imprisoned in the aftermath of the Benghazi terrorist attack.
What difference at this point does it make?
Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
Now, I want to switch gears real quick and talk about Barack Obama's catch and release program, because it has inspired illegals from all over the world to cross into our borders, because the borders, let's face it, they are wide open because it's amnesty for all. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent just testified before a Senate committee saying that the Obama administration's policy of catching and releasing detained illegal immigrants is the primary factor that is driving our nation's tsunami of immigrants that are pouring into our country right now. According to this Border Patrol agent, it's because Barack Obama has thrown down the welcome mat. He is ringing the dinner bell and telling the illegal dreamers to come and get it.
They know that they will be released and issued a notice to appear. What we have right now is essentially a catch and release policy. This, coupled with the violence and instability in their home country, is what's driving the continued flow into the United States. Unless we hold them until we adjudicate their cases, they will continue to come.
Now, this is a really big deal for a lot of these guys who are trying to protect our borders right now. And a lot of these border control agents are, they're simply quitting their jobs because they're getting sick and tired of being told that they have to release these illegal immigrants And a lot of these immigrants have criminal backgrounds or are gang members that are simply released just like that into our neighborhoods and into our own backyards. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous and it's criminal. And our borders are not only wide open to illegal immigrants from all over the world, but we are also in serious danger right now from being infiltrated by terrorist organizations who have no problem walking right into our country. So much for Homeland Security.
Actually, we even have a lot of out-of-staters, Nebraska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, many from Florida. Part of our mission is to enforce or help assist Border Patrol and other law enforcement entities out here. We will post out on these heavily trafficked areas and report specific numbers to Border Patrol, specific locations, and they have learned that we're a big help. We're like extra eyes and ears out here. We also, a big part of our mission is awareness, and we do many speaking engagements to let people know exactly what's going on out here and what we're seeing, despite what others say in high political offices that the border is safe, these border towns are safe. It is not.
Our ranch gate is 69 miles north of the bridge in Hidalgo that goes into Reynosa, Mexico.
A little over a day's walk.
Well, actually, most of these people don't walk 69 miles. They all pay a criminal organization, mainly the cartels, big money to be brought up here and let out south of this Border Patrol checkpoint, 4.5 miles south of our ranch on U.S. Highway 281. So they're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here once they got on that special alien list. They won't tell us that anymore, but there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas Border Volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and, loaded up and left and, were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped, a package. And that package, was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
So you heard it right there. These Texas Border Patrol volunteers are finding some very bizarre items and witnessing some strange occurrences on the U.S. side of the Texas-Mexico border. I mean, they're finding things like Muslim prayer rugs, Iranian cash, and even Islamic to English translation books, again, on our side of the border. Just another example of how this unconstitutional exodus towards amnesty provided by the Obama administration is a total recipe for disaster. And in my opinion, this is the beginning of the end of our republic. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I will be joined by author John Potash. And we will be talking about the U.S. intelligence infiltration into the rock and roll scene. This was in the early 1960s and how they introduced drugs into our society as a social control mechanism. And as you're about to find out, video didn't kill the radio star. It was our federal government. InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Stick around. Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want my candy. I want my radio game. video games ruined my life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Once again, I'm your host, Darren McBreen, and I am looking forward to this next segment because there's no doubt in my mind that the U.S. government has been involved in drug trafficking for a very, very long time. And I've always suspected that they're also the ones responsible for introducing most of the hardcore drugs into our society to begin with. I mean, if you think about it, this is the old familiar game of divide and conquer. And what better way to control a society than having half of them walking around dazed and confused, sedated and disoriented most of the time? Not to mention that drugs are also a very good tool for blackmail, frame-ups. You know, a lot of these guys are sent to jail because of drugs. And don't forget the destruction of the family unit. And as you are about to learn from our next guest, the use of drugs has been instrumental in the social control of our society by the global elite. And we're joined now by author Potash, and he's here to talk about his groundbreaking book, Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA's murderous targeting of SDS, Panthers, Hendrix, Lennon, Cobain, Tupac, and other activists. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much for having me on, Darren.
Hey, well, back me up on this, because during the intro, I was just saying how our federal government is, well, they've been responsible for drug trafficking for a very, very long time. For one, what proof do we have of this? And does that mean that this whole war on drugs is a fraud? Say it isn't so.
Yeah, well, I talked to CIA Station Chief John Stockwell in 1990. And he confirmed to me that he was flying opium on Air America planes from Vietnam into the United States for the CIA. And he said that that continued and that was called the Golden Triangle back then, that area of the world, because it was the best area of the world for growing poppies, which produce opium, which produce heroin. And in the 1980s, the most popular area in the world for growing poppy fields and opium, which produces heroin, was the Golden Crescent, and that's the area around Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Which has reemerged as the number one spot for growing the poppy fields again, right?
Exactly, yeah. And John Stockwell said that the CIA was then trafficking heroin from that area to the United States and to Europe, and he was still working with the CIA and then had friends in the agency after he left the agency that confirmed that. So that's some of the evidence, and there's much more evidence than just that. But yeah, it's, you know, there's so much evidence I show in my book that yes, the CIA was the largest drug trafficker in the world.
All right. So we know the CIA is responsible for drug trafficking, but do you think it's more than just about the money, or is their goal and their intent to have a drugged up society?
Yes, it does seem to be about social control. And I, in 1991, I talked to former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, who was U.S. Attorney General under President Johnson. And he said, and I asked him about drugs and the government, he says he thinks the government uses drugs to sedate and divide the masses. And I've got much more, you know, evidence and confirmation from many other people that that's the case. And I show that, of course, in my book.
Well, I thought it was very interesting, and I haven't read the book in its entirety yet. I'm going to, because as I started reading it, I'm definitely going to finish this soon. Rob Dew, our news director, said he's finished it, and he said it's excellent. So I'm definitely going to finish it.
Thanks so much.
Now, we're talking about CIA's MK Ultra. It's no secret that they used LSD and other drugs in experiments. That's all declassified. But do you think they used LSD as a weapon against certain individuals?
Oh yes, definitely.
I mean, they're using this as a weapon.
Oh yes. And, some of the examples of the evidence supporting that are the fact that, A.E. Hotchner, who was a longtime editor for Ernest Hemingway, he wrote in his book Blown Away about the fact that, MK Ultra deputy director, Robert Lashbrook took to London loads of LSD and lots of money to give grants to a lot of different groups all around London and assigned agents to get LSD in as many musicians' hands as possible. And I argue and show the evidence of that was for promoting, for the musicians to promote acid to the masses and to hurt the minds of those musicians they thought were potential problems in terms of being political.
Well, and you also talked about how, like, the Beatles took LSD covertly, that it was given to them covertly, and also right. An FBI agent gave Mick Jagger LSD for the first time. Tell us more about that.
Right. So this Robert Lashbrook came to London in 1965, and that same year, John Lennon and George Harrison were having dinner at George Harrison's dentist apartment, and at the end of the dinner, they begged John Lennon and George Harrison and their partners testified to this in articles and mainstream news articles that they begged them to stay for coffee. And so when they drank the coffee and were done the coffee, they said, "We got to go now. We got to see this friend's band and we're late." And they said, "No, you can't drive." The dentist said, "You can't drive because you just had LSD." And George Harrison said, "What's LSD?" And John Lennon said, "It's a drug." You know, and John Lennon was furious that they were just dosed with LSD. Now, 2 years later, Mick Jagger was having a party. And according to A.E. Hotchner, who interviewed his girlfriend and interviewed a number of other people, Mick Jagger was the last holdout in the Rolling Stones to use acid. And he was also very anti the Vietnam War. He started going to Vietnam War protests. And an undercover FBI agent, according to London Daily newspaper, actually came to that party, gave Mick Jagger his first hit of acid, and people convinced him to try it for the first time. And then hours later, after he had been tripping, police came in and busted them.
Him and Keith Richards.
Him and Keith Richards, yeah. And they were then under legal authority's thumb and made life a lot tougher for them.
Well, and I'm also curious that you think that the CIA might have actually been involved in the murder of John Lennon. Now, we know that the FBI definitely, that he was considered a dangerous man and a threat to the establishment because, God forbid, he was out there preaching about peace. But do you think he was targeted and he could have been murdered by the CIA?
Yeah, and this comes from a legal attorney named Fenton Bressler. He was a British attorney who was a crime reporter for a daily London newspaper. And he did a 7-8 year study, investigation of Lennon's death. And he came to that conclusion that the CIA had actually developed Mark David Chapman, basically hypnotizing him and using drugs to turn him into a murderer. And now another author named Philip Strongman has written a number of, highly popularized books, on music, ended up writing a book about John Lennon himself, and he concluded that he had the same conclusion basically as Fenton Bresler, but he added that the doorman that night at Lennon's apartment was also a CIA asset, had been working as a Cuban asset for a decade. He was involved in a Cuban Missile Crisis and many other operations, and he actually aided that assassination of John Lennon that night. And it was due to the fact that Lennon fit the general course of how the CIA dealt with very popular musicians. They first manipulated them to start using drugs, got them to popularize those drugs, but when then those musicians started sobering up and getting more into activism, they then had to do them in, and that's what they did to John Lennon, and I argue that's what they did to Kurt Cobain, Tupac Shakur, and Jimi Hendrix.
Wow, very, very interesting. And listen, we're almost out of time, but I want to hold you over. I want to go to break, and let's come back, because I want to talk about Jimi Hendrix, the death of Jimi Hendrix, that MI6 agent that was his manager might have been responsible for his death. Also, the death of Kurt Cobain and my friend Larry Pinkney, who was a member of the original Black Panther Party. I'm sure he would want me to ask you about the Black Panthers as well. So once again, the book is Drugs as Weapons Against Us. And I'm talking with author John Potash, and the InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. So stick around.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. It's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control, and basically we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we removed them all of equal efficiency.
And it's your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Author John Potash is back with us, and we are talking about a very important subject, the U.S. intelligence agency's introduction of drugs into our society and the continued drug trafficking into America. And just before break, we were going to talk about the death of Jimi Hendrix. I understand his manager was an MI6 agent, and he supposedly admitted to killing Jimi Hendrix. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, basically, Jimi Hendrix didn't get big in the United States. He got big in England. And when he started getting very big, it was obvious, according to many British musicians, that he was an unbelievable guitar player. And so when he got, he started soaring in Britain, and under an agent, basically a guy named Mike Jeffrey, entered his life and had all kinds of connections. And I argue inserted himself as Jimi Hendrix's manager because no one else could handle his, soaring fame. But, Mike Jeffrey ended up admitting that he was an MI6 agent in the past, and he pretended like he left MI6, but all the evidence shows that he actually continued his work for MI6 undercover. And he proceeded, after Jimi Hendrix was already getting very big, he proceeded to start to sabotage Jimi Hendrix's career, having him fly, all across the country in between gigs, and, censoring some of his music, not having him put out albums when Jimi Hendrix wanted to put out many more albums. And, Jimi Hendrix couldn't take it. He tried to fire Mike Jeffrey, but Mike Jeffrey, did all kinds of things to stop that. So Jimi Hendrix finally fired Mike Jeffrey, and within 48 hours, he died. And so a roadie for Jimi Hendrix ended up coming out with a book within the last few years, a guy named James Tappy Wright, who said that Mike Jeffrey actually admitted when he was drunk to having Hendrix killed. And so I show the evidence and the reasons for that being that Jimi Hendrix ended up becoming very political after Martin Luther King's assassination. And at that point, he started supporting the Black Panthers and talking about them in interviews and saying, dedicating his last album to the Black Panthers, and started forming political plans, according to his fiancee, Monica Daneman, who wrote about it in a book she came out with a year before her death. And so it showed all the evidence that, it was another case of U.S. and British intelligence, this time collaborating with U.S. intelligence to use a musician to popularize drugs. But then when they started sobering up, and all accounts had Jimi Hendrix sobering up, they then did him in when they started sobering up and getting more into activism.
Wow, very interesting. And you also mentioned the Black Panthers. A very good friend of mine, Larry Pinkney, who was a member of the original Black Panther Party. He was also a victim of COINTELPRO and a political prisoner for 10-plus years. And we actually got our hands on his FBI profile through the Freedom of Information Act, where it stated that they considered Larry Pinkney a threat because, get this, his ability to unite people of all color. So once again, that's more evidence that the establishment, they really want us divided. They don't want us united. And so how did what about the rest of the Black Panthers? How did they use drugs against them?
Well, the founder, the national founder of the Black Panther Party, that was Huey Newton.
Yeah.
And undercover agents got involved in his life just after he was let out of jail and brought cocaine to him and all other drugs to him and got him messed up on the drugs for a bit. And according to John Stockwell, they targeted him with psychological warfare for his entire life until his death in 1989. And all the evidence around his death suggests that it was a U.S. intelligence assassination. And they did the same thing to the New York Black Panther leader, Afeni Shakur. She was one of several of the Black Panther leaders in New York City. And I showed the evidence that an undercover agent entered her life when she was at a beleaguered time of her life and kept giving her crack cocaine, and she got addicted to crack cocaine. And she had been touring college campuses nationwide, giving lectures, and it took her out of that kind of activism and hurt her life and hurt her son's life, the rap artist Tupac Shakur.
Okay, and then let's get into Tupac in a second, but first I was curious about Kurt Cobain. What did they have, what did the establishment have against Kurt Cobain other than, what, 30 million albums that Nirvana sold? I mean, what on earth did they have against him?
Yeah, again, it fits the profile of take a talented musician, manipulate him to popularize drugs, and then when he starts sobering up and turning on more to activism, do him in. And that, show all the evidence that that was the case with Kurt Cobain. Now, a great new documentary, like a docudrama / documentary called Soaked in Bleach, came out and presents taped witnesses, the top pathologist saying that he's never seen a case where someone shoots up a large amount of heroin and then proceeds to shoot themselves in the head. He says, this is an 80-year-old top pathologist who says it just doesn't happen. He's never seen it before. And he says there was many dubious, decisions around Cobain's case, pronouncing it a suicide the same day as they found his body, for example. And many other experts say the same thing about that. They didn't develop the pictures around his death for 20 years. And experts say the pictures could have said a lot about if someone else's hand was around the gun besides Kurt Cobain's, it would have left empty space where the blood would have splattered on the rifle. So there's just much evidence that actually Courtney Love, sadly enough, played a part in orchestrating his murder. But the evidence goes much higher than that because of the fact that a police detective who spent many hours investigating as a murder instead of a suicide, as the supervisor of the investigation told his police to do, only called a suicide. He was the first officer to die in about 8 years on the Seattle police force, and he died while investigating Cobain's death as a murder instead of a suicide. And, somebody who said that Courtney Love offered him $50,000 to kill Kurt Cobain died within days of saying that on camera. And he had passed a top polygrapher's test saying, with a 99% score that he was telling the truth about that.
Wow. And, Joe Biggs here at work, he told me about that documentary Soaked in Bleach. So I definitely want to check that out. And there's a lot of that information about Kurt Cobain's death in your book as well. We got a minute, 20 seconds left. Quickly, if you could talk about the laundered drug money that might have had to do with Tupac's death.
Yeah. Well, Tupac was helping his Black Panther extended family get Bloods and Crips gangs, first in California, then across the country, to call peace truces. Now, these were the leading drug dealers in the country, and when they all started calling peace truces and actually turning one to activism and stopping their drug dealing, including the entire Latin King gang membership, about 3,000, that took vast amounts of money out of the drug traffickers' hands and out of the money launderers' hands. And that cost them, tens of billions of dollars. And that's why one of the reasons Tupac was such a concern to U.S. intelligence, since, as we said before, the CIA were the top drug traffickers in the country.
Well, so it sounds like the establishment is really responsible for building a lot of these guys up and then tearing them down, you know, in the same process. Right. Check it out, guys. Here's the book, Drugs as Weapons Against Us. This should be in everyone's arsenal. If you're a truther, it belongs on your bookshelf. Check it out. And this is not a plug for InfoWars because we don't carry it, at least not yet. John, thanks for joining us. Hey, we'll have to have you on back in the near future.
That'd be great, Darren. Thanks so much.
All right. That was very interesting. Always wondered if the U.S. intelligence agencies actually played a role in introducing things like LSD into our society back in the day. And now we know. Definitely going to have that. I'd like to have that guest back on our show one day. Look, we're going to take a quick break, and keeping in tune with our drug conversation, when we come back, it's the cocaine blues. Also, a very powerful special report from InfoWars investigator John Bowne as he reveals the illegal arms deals between Benghazi. I wonder how Al-Qaeda ended up with all those surface-to-air missiles. You'll find out up next on the InfoWars Nightly News, so stick around.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President! Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one in the United States, the problem of dangerous drugs.
Took a shot of cocaine and away I run.
But William Robert Tosh Plumlee is our guest.
I've been called over the years the CIA's Forrest Gump. When I'm starting flying cocaine back into this country to carry on an operation in violation of the Bolton Amendment, I began to have a little bit of a conscience about that.
The Reagan administration's determination to sell arms secretly to Iran and to help guerrillas fighting the Marxist government of Nicaragua despite congressional objections was the engine that drove the Iran-Contra policy. Secretly, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North devised a scheme to finance the Contras by overcharging Iran for the weapons.
You're an anti-terrorist expert. Iran was officially a terrorist state. You went around telling...
I wanted Mr. President, the question is, out of there.
And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, and the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Okay.
Mr. Webb, I was wondering if you have ever gotten a chance to look into the rumors and reports that MENA, Arkansas, was a major drug shipment center during the 80s.
For those people who don't know, there was a major drug trafficker named Barry Seal who was based his air fleet at MENA, which is a tiny little airport up in the mountains of Arkansas.
Russell Welch, criminal investigator for the Arkansas State Police.
Did Barry Seal ever say to you, I work for the CIA?
He said he was working, had worked for the CIA.
Unit 5 has learned in the early 1980s, even before his arrest, Seal had bought one of his planes from a CIA front, Air America. The plane was used by Seal for drug smuggling, and the CIA company was paid in the traditional drug dealer fashion of $300,000 in cash.
Last night in Louisiana, Barry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him. Tonight, three men are in custody. NBC's Brian Ross reports that Seal was about to testify for the government once again.
Well, how you think the crack rock gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. But we are not the people who are flying and floating that in here.
Back when this all first came out, people didn't believe the CIA was bringing drugs in.
I didn't believe it. Even when Gary reported the story, and I was like, this guy Gary, what is he talking about? I was involved with the CIA, and no way. It wasn't until the CIA themselves put out their report. I mean, that was when I really... when it really hit me that, hey, Gary was right.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They set them loose, Madam Secretary, because you're running for president. Millions of taxpayer dollars on this abusive effort to derail Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Of course, it's political. Problem is, the Democrats don't like tasting their own poison. Notice we don't hear the Democrats apologizing for the Justice Department's targeting of journalists or the IRS's targeting of conservative groups and Christian organizations. But ranking member Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings limiting the investigation to a simple political attack would mean that the American public suffers from mass amnesia.
CNN has learned the CIA is involved in what one source calls an unprecedented attempt to keep the spy agency's Benghazi secrets from ever leaking out.
Benghazi is about the NSC directing an operation that is perhaps shadowy, perhaps doesn't, has a presidential finding, perhaps doesn't, that takes arms and men and puts them into Syria in the guise of the Free Syrian Army.
Whatever Stevens was involved with, it became very well known to these terrorists, these radicals, who he may have been dealing with, that he was more than just an ambassador. I think he was targeted. And I think the reason that the military was told to stand down is, look, the military, we know that stovepiping still goes on between the Pentagon and the CIA. And, you know, if the CIA is up to something, they don't want the military involved. And I think that's what we had in Benghazi. I think this was a CIA operation. And I don't care how many Marines were off the coast, they were not going to be called in. And again, Obama, basically, you know, this gets back to what I wrote, that this guy comes from a CIA family. He has a background. He knows when he's responsible for a CIA operation. He's not going to say a word about it. And, you know, he'll remain silent for 7 hours, 8 hours, or, you know, however long it takes.
Ambassador Stevens met with his last visitor of the day, which apparently was the Turkish representative. That's notable. Turkey is partnering with us right now in a covert action to help do two things. Increasing the level of intelligence we're aware of by using the Turkish intelligence assets on the ground in Syria and by actually working with us to, quote-unquote, arm the friendly rebels, whoever they are. And I think that's notable by the fact that Ambassador Stevens met with this Turkish representative right before the firefight.
The corporate media was forced to admit that the Benghazi attack was staged by a State Department-hired jihadist security outfit in connection with an arms transfer to Al-Qaeda mercenaries in Syria. However, later on, these facts were deemed as speculation by the mainstream media as the Obama administration continued to cover up the real reason for the murder of Ambassador Stevens, downplaying the incident and characterizing it as a non-event. not requiring congressional investigation, and the impeachment of President Obama. The Obama administration announced in late September that it planned to expand a program to secure and destroy Libya's huge stockpile of dangerous surface-to-air missiles, and that the U.S. State Department has one official on the ground in Libya, as well as five contractors who specialize in explosive ordnance disposal, all working with the Rebel Transitional National Council to find the looted missiles, ABC News reported. Doubtless, instead, they became part of the CIA stockpile destined ultimately for ISIS in Syria. Hillary's song and dance on Capitol Hill was a sideshow, ignoring the CIA's secret arms transfer elephant in the room.
Why has no one been held accountable? How come not a single person lost a single paycheck connected to the fact that we had the first ambassador killed since 1979?
The laws that govern those decisions were followed very carefully.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not asking what the ARB did. I'm asking what you did.
There could not be immediate action taken, but there was a process that was immediately instituted and which led to decisions being made.
Yes, ma'am. The decision was to put these back at full back pay and keep them on as employees.
If the Democrats on this committee had their way, dozens of witnesses never would have been interviewed. Your public record would still be private. Thousands of documents never would have been accessed. And we wouldn't have the emails of our own ambassador. That may be smart politics, but it is a lousy way to run a serious investigation.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's show. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting tomorrow. So until then, have a great evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow night. See ya.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public. Rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. Is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.